Today on Real Radio.
And here's what they ask. And you guys, I wish we could have had a camera and a microphone at the moment. Here's their question. This is the golden moment to stump Jesus. This is their question that's going to ruin him forever.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Luke's New Testament narrative. Chapter 19 contains one of the recorded accounts of the religionists challenging the Messiah with trick questions. Once again, Jesus of Nazareth demonstrates his divine wisdom. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called Show Us Your God.
You guys, one of the precious brothers on staff here, he's an amazing prayer warrior. I just learned this a moment ago. It was amazing. On that Tuesday, he happened to have been at a restaurant in Covina that the news program was going to come on live. Check this out. Hats off to him. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want him to lose his reward in heaven. This is brilliant. He knew that we were going to be on the air on Fox. He goes to this restaurant and they had a bar there with screens at this Mimi's or whatever it was, I forget. They had screens, TVs. The flat screens and stuff were up there. He walks up to the person and says, can you turn it on channel 11, please, for just 10 minutes? No, we're just playing sports stuff. I'll give you 10 bucks. I'll give you 10 bucks if you put it on channel 11. And the guy goes, all right. Takes his 10 bucks, puts on the news, and he reported to me this morning that when that topic came on the TV, everybody got quiet. They watched it and listened. That's smart. You know what? That's smart living. That's taking advantage of every opportunity. I love it. Yeah, that's right, Todd. Figure the finance guy would figure that out. He goes, that's a good investment, 10 bucks. That's right. That's good. How do we treat others personally? As Christians, do we walk around condemning people and there's sparks flying out of our fingertips? No, we can't do that. Are we to speak the truth? Yes. Are we supposed to do it, speak the truth in love? Absolutely required. We don't shy away from the truth, but we also, because God's truth is always able to be delivered in a package of love, we treat others in a way that's respectful. In John 13:35, Jesus said, by this all men will know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. That's a great, great thing. Verse 22, we learn this is by example that you set publicly. You show us your ethics by the example that you set in a public forum, wherever you might go. And here's what they ask. And you guys, I wish we could have had a camera and a microphone at the moment. Here's their question. This is the golden moment to stump Jesus. This is their question that's going to ruin him forever. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Well, the question was designed to put Jesus in a quandary or to throw him on the horns of what is called a dilemma. There was no way out in human logic for Jesus to get out of this. Because here's the situation. Ever since the year 6 AD, Rome imposed a tax upon Israel. The Caesars had implemented a stimulus package. I mean, a poll tax upon every person that was occupied by the Roman Empire. The poll tax was a tax that every person paid, literally, I'm not kidding, to breathe Roman air and to walk upon Roman dirt. It was imposed in the year 6 AD. Jesus was just a young child at that time. And the Jews, of course, resented it. Because what you and I do not get in our culture, we miss so much that the rest of the world understands. Hands down. And the Jews understood it well, that when you pay tribute to someone, you are submitting to their authority. Did you know that? Of course you know that. You're just too sleepy to figure it out right now. When you pay tribute to the government in your taxes, do you understand that you are acknowledging their authority? I didn't think of it that way. Well, you better start thinking about it that way, because when you do that, in fact, watch this. I have money right here. I have, this is before the fall of Iraq. This is a, can you guys see that? This is a 10 dinars with Saddam Hussein on it. And he's the president of Babylon, it says here somewhere. Iraq, Saddam Hussein. Whose image is on there? Saddam Hussein's. Why? Who was the king? Saddam Hussein. Okay, listen, I got this, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority. Can you zoom in on that? Look at that. Can you see who's the queen? Queen of England. She presides, she's the authority over the Cayman Islands. By the way, it's only currency I know of that has a Bible verse on it. Psalm 24, verse 2. It's amazing. And then this, the dollar. George Washington, you know, we tried to make him king and he refused. Did you know that? I don't know if you know that or not. George Washington refused. First president on the $1 bill. It speaks about the realm in which he created for us. Do you understand that? Whose image is on there? Keep that in mind. It's very, very important. Because whoever image is on here, you don't own these dollar bills. According to law and according to ancient tradition, timeless, whosoever image is stamped on the currency is the owner of that currency. And listen, number two, wherever that currency is exchanged, wherever you're standing, if you had a Roman coin and you were standing in Spain and you did transactions with Roman currency in Spain, it spoke about Caesar's authority in Spain. Wherever the currency is, in fact, you know this, there used to be a time when the U.S. dollar was number one in the world. Why? Because wherever the U.S. dollar went, it carried authority and people would take it because it was as though America ruled the world. Those days are over and they're gone. That's not true anymore. I've been rejected in other countries having a dollar bill now. Rejected. We don't take that. I was told in Russia, told in Germany, we don't take that money anymore. Where years before, they would take it in a moment. Why? What's going on? A change in power, a change in influence. Keep that in mind. Is it legal for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? They're completely expecting Jesus to mess this up, because if Jesus says, pay taxes to Caesar, then Jesus is saying that he doesn't acknowledge God's authority over Israel, who's been occupied. If he says, don't pay taxes to Caesar, now he's announcing that you violate the law and throw the authority that's over Israel off your back. That's a very incendiary statement. Are you with me, everybody? Am I boring you? You guys okay? Because I'm working hard here with half a throat. So you can see why they posed that question to him. We got him. He can't get out of this one. And no, I have no doubt personally, this is my opinion, I have no doubt that Satan put that in their head. I think Satan just deposited that devilish little thought in their minds. But that doesn't bother the Lord at all. He can handle that. The scriptures teach us, and it's good for us to write this down. The scriptures teach us in Titus 3, verse 1, remind them to be, that's the believers, remind the believers to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey and to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. You guys, that's Bible. And that has to do with you and I speaking and relating to our government. I'll explain in a moment before you run out of here freaking out. Romans 13, 1 and 2 tells us that God has established the governments over nations. You say, Jack, I don't like the current government we have. I understand that. And right now I'm seriously praying, God, regarding what's happening to our freedoms and the attack that's coming upon us every day, what's happening? Is this the hand of God in judgment upon us as a nation? If it is, we certainly deserve it. Is something else going on? Then, Lord, please rescue this nation. But understand something. This is a very serious time. Jesus would say today, if you were to ask him, Jesus, should I pay taxes to the U.S. government that funds abortions? What would Jesus say? His word never changes, you know. You say, Jack, are you suggesting that we should pay taxes to a government that kills children? I'm saying that we are to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God, the things that are God's. Here's the thing. A lot of Christians want to fight about rendering stuff to Caesar, and they ain't rendering much to God. So what are you crying about? The truth of the matter is, God has got an answer for us. and it's wise. And we need to be patient, because all those in authority will someday answer to the God that they offended. This is very serious stuff we're talking about today. It's very timely also. Should you and I pay taxes? Yes, we should. Even politicians should pay taxes. I know that's a radical thought, but we should pay taxes. I don't like it. And we all pay it. And it's a hard thing to write, isn't it? That tax. And I always say, Lord God, I disagree with how this is being spent. This is your money, God. This is your country. Now, for those of you who are saying, I don't believe in that, Pastor. I don't agree with you. I'm not going to pay taxes. Just understand this. In Romans chapter 13, 1 and 2, the Bible says that when the authority comes and gets you, you will pay for your disobedience to that authority. You don't have to pay taxes if you don't want to. Just understand this. You're signing up for a prison ministry, dude. I'll talk more on that as we wrap this up. But third and final point, verses 23 to 26. Show us your God and I'll show you your future. And that's the bottom line, isn't it? Show me your God. I had somebody say recently, I don't believe in God like you do. I have my own God and I follow him. And that's why I remembered her voice in my head. And that's my third point today. Your God that you worship. You cannot separate the God that you worship from your future. The God that you worship is your future. This is a big deal. Number one, by the words that you speak. You speak the words of your God that you're in association with. Jesus says in verse 23, or the Bible says in verse 23, and he perceived their craftiness. Anybody want to write down right now next to the notes? This is an attribute of deity. Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. He knew their thoughts. I love it. See the word craftiness in the King James Bible there, Old King or New King James? Craftiness, the word, you understand it very well. It means dexterity, the ability to use different hands and different fingers equally. Dexterity. Jesus says, look at those guys. They're very, very much agile in their thoughts. They're very crafty. They have a lot of dexterity in their scheming. Very wise toward evil. He says, why do you test me? The word means test to, why are you trying to trip me? The word means this. Boop. Why are you trying to trip me? It's futile, you guys. Today he would say to them in our modern day tongue, it's futile. So why are you trying to lie to me like this? You're wasting your time lying to me. I can see your thoughts before you even spit them out of your mouth. That's what he's saying to them. Is that cool? Don't you love this? I love it. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. You all understand that. You want apples, you go to an apple tree. God says, amen. He says, you brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. A good man out of the treasures of his heart speaks good things, brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word men speak will be held accountable for in the day of judgment. And by their words they will be justified. That's the future, my friend. And by their words they will be condemned. Psalm 139, verse 23. The psalmist prays 139, 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Why is that a great prayer? Because God knows our thoughts today. Also this, understanding. Show me your God and I'll show you your future by the understanding that you have. This is amazing. We become like our gods. When Jesus says in verse 24, show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have on it? And they answered, Caesar's. They shouted that out. Look to the screens and you can see some real, actual denariuses. There's millions of them that have been on earth. So as Jesus holds up this coin, it's not something that looked like this. It was not something that was kind of like this. This is what Jesus held up. You're looking at it. This very image and inscription. Check it out. Whose image? Caesar's. And in the Roman mind, and in the Roman world, Caesar was God on earth. Did you know that? He was a descendant of the gods. It's very offensive to the Jews, and it should be. It's very offensive to Christians, and it is. Whose image and inscription is this? Whomever's image appears on the coin is the one who owns it. And that's a fact. The word image here in the Greek is a very familiar word to you. It's the word icon. You've heard that word before? It means likeness, profile, representation, resemblance. The word inscription is what's embossed on it. What does it say? What label or titling does it have? And this is what it said. It has the picture of Caesar, Tiberius Caesar, Augustus, and this is what it said in the inscription. Tiberius Caesar Augustus, son of Augustus the Divine. That's why it was offensive. These guys hold it up, and the Jews were angry and upset. Should we pay taxes? Because there was a big battle over that. They hold it up. And Jesus simply says, well, I'll answer that. Whose inscription is? It's Caesar's. What does it say on it? That Caesar Augustus Tiberius is the son of the divine. He's a son of the lineage of gods of the Roman Empire. Jesus simply states the currency and the realm in which they live in. And that's a fact. Now watch what happens. It looks like they got him. But here's an amazing thing. In verse 25 to 26, it leads to a decision. Show me your God, I'll show you your future based upon the decisions you make in this life. My friends, this hurts, but I got to tell you, you can't walk around making self-centered, self-glorifying decisions in this life all about you and you only at the expense of others and at the neglect of God, and then say that you know God and that you love God and that He's your God. We are to pick up our cross and follow Him daily. So watch how we end with this. And He said to them, get your highlighter ready, render, circle it, render, give away, give back, take back to its origin. Therefore to Caesar, the things that are Caesar's, Caesar can have his stupid little coin. And to God, the things that are God's. And they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people. And they marveled at his answer and they kept silent. Why? When he said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God's, church, grab this and we come to an end. Jesus is condemning and exposing religion's Achilles tendon. This is it. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because you may not be comfortable with this, but how many of you have been going to church all your life? How many of you have been going to church all your life not knowing why you're going to church? How many of you are here right now today and you don't even know why you should even be here right now today? Jesus says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God's. And if you hear him wrong today, this is what you hear in your head. From Monday to Saturday, I live for me and Caesar in this world. On Sunday, I'll do the God deal. And when I'm done doing my God deal, I'll punch the clock in, I'll punch the clock out. I've done my God stuff. I went to church. I put a nickel in the offering. I did my thing. My friend, is knowing God a burden to you? Is knowing God a bummer? Then you don't know him. You have diversified your life. And this is a dangerous trick of the enemy to do in our lives. We put God in a compartment, and we put the rest of our life in another compartment. And then from those areas, there are sub-compartments. When my God comes out of the closet on Monday, my God that I use on Monday allows me to go to happy hour. My God allows me to look at pornography. My God allows me to beat my wife. My God allows me to abuse my kids. My God allows me to gamble. My God allows me to do whatever I want to do. That's my God on Monday, you see? And then Tuesday, now I'm at work on Tuesday, and now I've got all these parameters going on and all these pressures, and after all, you know, it's a tough world, and so my God on Tuesday allows me to lie about who foiled that project. My God on Tuesday allows me to climb over your neck to break your back so I can get that lead position. Are you with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? You may not want to nod your head, but let me tell you something. People live in one of those two worlds. And the other world being this. Jesus, when he said it, and some people got it, and some people didn't get it. Just like some people today will get this, and some people will not get this. When Jesus says, render to God the things that are God's. What does that mean? Is not the earth and all that is in it the Lord's? Is not Caesar none other than a tool of the hand of God? Is not Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid a tool of the hand of God? Yes. Is not your breath that you're breathing God's breath? Is not the dirt you're standing on God's dirt? You see, Jesus, for those who had ears to hear and eyes to see, they understood, ha, that's brilliant. What he just said is awesome. That just placed Caesar right under God's authority. So when you render to Caesar, you're obeying God and you're obeying the government powers that God's put in place. Even though they're so bizarre and messed up and corrupt, you're obeying God and giving taxes, knowing in the end, those leaders will answer to God. You see, my friend, God is not number one on a list of 10. God is number one on a list of one. And everything else is under him, including little old Tiberius Caesar Augustus. And this will liberate you. And that's why his attackers saw, at least for a moment, some glimmer of light. That was brilliant. And their mouths were closed. When the interview was over at Fox, Steve Edwards came up to me, and I had a chance to give him a book, and he said that he would read it. And he said, I want you to know that Charlene here, who's the young lady who works at Fox, he said, I want you to know Charlene here has talked with me about Jesus for probably thousands of hours. And I said, that's fantastic. He said, yeah, she's the real deal. I go, I know she's the real deal. Wherever you and I go today, starting right now, you're going to be leaving here in a second. I want you to have new glasses on. When you leave today, what are you going to go do? You're going to go mow your lawn today? Mow it for Jesus. Are you going to go to Mimi's today? Are you going to go get a taco? Are you going to go exercise today? Do it for Jesus. Are you a Christian today? I don't even want to ask you. Are you a Christian today? Then do it for Jesus. Because listen, you do not live in some compartmentalized world. You're fooling yourself. He is your God all the time, or you don't have him at all. And for us in this church, for us in our lives, I pray that we show the world our God. They need to see him. They don't need to see this church, and they don't need to know our names, but they need to see our God.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a presentation called Show Us Your God. It's a look at one of the times that the Messiah was challenged by his detractors and how he demonstrated his divine wisdom, as found in Luke chapter 20 and verses 19 through 25. It's part of our teacher's verse-by-verse, chapter-by-chapter journey through this eyewitness narrative, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Listen, if you haven't visited the new realradioactive.org lately, pay us a visit. In fact, click the tab Radio Reaction and see how Real Radio is affecting the lives of other listeners. realradioactive.org. And of course, if you've got something to share with us in that department, you can tell us right then and there. RealRadioactive.org, then click the tab Radio Reaction. Our telephone number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can also be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine. amidst this broken daylight.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.